Anyway, Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, "Of yeah, come on, you guys, you read Bhagavad Gita. Who's heard of Bhagavad Gita? One person. All right. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, of weapons, I am the thunderbolt. Oh yes, Krishna. Krishna, the blue one. Your Krishna Das, the pink one. Well, pink. We're not white. We're not brown. We're pink.
We're red, aren't we? Red monkeys.
Red in Navadip, red monkey. Hare Krishna Jai Srila Bhakti Sunda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Jai Srila Bhakti Rakhak Sri Dhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Jai. All glories to all the devotees. The devotees are our friends in this world, and the devotees are our family in this world. We may meet so many people, we may talk with people, but the devotees are our family. More than our blood family, the devotees are our family. And everybody knows there is a natural, automatic affection with mother and father, brother and sister. It is automatic. But greater than that is that affection for the devotee family, ultimately. And we see all sorts of things happen in family life, too. Even brothers, even killing brothers to get in line for their inheritance and so many things. So, don't think that the family life world is all comfortable and smooth. So many things take place. And what's the father? What's going on here? What does the father think when they've given birth to the children and sees the children fighting over everything and then? This and this and this. Unexpected things happen everywhere in the world. But our devotee family is our real affectionate family. Oh. All right, so it is only us. It's only us. And very happy to see so many devotees here. And I've come here in a tsunami. I came to Thailand. It felt like a tsunami. Suddenly I was carried in a wave and brought in a wave to come here to be with you all. And coming here really does feel like we've come to our youthful family and our guardian family, our sheltered family. Here you have most auspicious. You've got the presence daily. Most of the year, daily, of Srila Bhakti Sudhir Goswami Maharaj. And you've got the presence often, or time to time, but always with the oversight, protection of Srila Bhakti Bimal Avadhut Maharaj. They're your immediate guides and guardians here. And when you live close to the Guru, close to the guardians, it's easy to take them for granted. But really, you are at the hub of nourishment when it comes to hearing the Harikatha conceptions of Srila Gurudev and Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, and hence the Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta coming through Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And this really is the hub of where that is being presented. So understand your good fortune. When we are in Navadvip, we are with Srila Gurudev day by day by day, and we always have to remind ourselves how valuable it is to be in this association and not to take anything for granted. Many things, it is not by vox populi, but vox die. In other words, it is not that, oh, somebody is very famous and so many people go to see them, and therefore they must have something special to give. In the sense of, we see In India, there are some lecturers who give lectures, and they've got so many people there, they're paying lots of money to go. They've got the television cameras, the actual television cameras, they're broadcast all over India on the TV channels. But just because the general mass have got some attraction to go to see some personality, doesn't mean that that personality has got the strong substance. And rather, Guru Maharaj said that as the substance refined quality increases, then the general capacity to recognize and understand that decreases in the terms of the quantity. So as the quality becomes finer, the quantity may become less. And we have this in the example of the gurus. They teach not only gurus who are giving initiation, but those who are our true friends in helping us to understand the nature of Gurudev, Guru Maharshi, or Prabhupada, Srila Saraswati Thakur. Then we also have got some other examples, not only with the gurus, but with the holy places, with the holy deities, with the practices, so many things like that. I was recently, since being here, I was in South India. I was in different places in India, but I was in South India and went for the very first time in my life. I went to the Tirupati temple, which is a very famous temple. Some of you are nodding. You've been there, have you?
I've been in Tirumala, but I don't been inside.
Anyway, so this is a very famous temple. It's in the Guinness Book of World Records. You see, you've heard of that, but you didn't hear of Bhagavad Gita. No, you're in the Guinness Book of World Records, this Tirupati temple, it is there as the richest temple in the world. And everything is very wonderful, and it is Vishnu, Narayan deity, etc. And no doubt the deity is very merciful, so many things, but there is, by some miracles and in the past, things which have happened where people have come and then done some puja and given to the deity, then they've got some things in return. And so there is a lot of feeling that, oh, I'm going to get something by going there. And we have full respect for the deity, Narayan, Vishnu, Krishna. He's attracting everybody into coming to see him. But I went there and really, it was not a holiday, it was not a weekend, it was not a special day. It was in the evening, maybe 6:30 p.m. we arrived there. And it is continuous queuing to go to see the deity. And that we saw on a big scale there, and we saw on a smaller scale in some other temples that we visited. And I thought, they are queuing for 6 hours, queuing sometimes, and this is on a quiet day, queuing for 6 hours, 5 hours, 4 hours minimum. And then on the busy times, they are queuing for days when they're going to have darshan. And then they come in front of the deity and they're literally being pushed in front of the deity. So they're getting a little glimpse and a little, I've had darshan, I've had darshan. And then, okay, now that's going to be the nourishment for their whole pilgrimage. And many of them, they walk up that hill from Tirupati to Tirumala. Which one's which? Which is on the hill?
Tirumala.
From Tirupati?
The hill is Tirumala.
The hill is Tirumala. Okay, so they walk up the hill with bare feet. They go up to the hill. Then they queue. Then they come to see the deity. And for those seconds, not minutes, not 1 minute, but for those seconds, then they are in front of the deity and they are feeling everything is fulfilled. When I was there, then I was thinking about, actually a lot of the time, not only there, but when I was there, I was thinking about Nabadeep. And in Nabadeep, there we have the beautiful deities of Sri Sri Guru, Gauranga, Gandhava, Govinda, Sunda, established, installed by Srila Guru Maharaj. And we know that Krishna is fully there in the deity, that Mahaprabhu is fully there, Radharani is fully there. We know that they're all fully there. In the most merciful place, Nabadeep, And in Navadvip, the most merciful part of Navadvip, Kaladvip, and there, by some causeless mercy, ourselves and everybody who came, there we're able to immediately come in front of the deities, pay our full obeisances in front of them, where they are saying, make prayers for them, sit and do bhajan and sing in front of them, hear Hare Katha in front of them, etc., etc., etc. And there we can feel the full conception for this, especially for this age, but the full conception of all ages, which is the distribution of Madhura Rasa, the sweetness, the sweet pastimes. That distribution is taking place there of the highest quarter, as Guru Mahārāja says about Kaladvip. He says, from here is being distributed your greatest fortune, not only now, but forever, this special place of Navadvip. So just because you don't have to queue for 6 hours and get a glimpse of the deity as you're being hurried through and not even being able to pay obeisances or doing anything else, it doesn't mean that there is anything less there. And rather, in our understanding, which has come from our gurus, then there is something so much actually more there. Tirupati is Narayan, Vishnu, fully obeisances everywhere. But Narayan Vishnu, he will be very happy that we can also say that actually Radha Krishna, the origin of Lakshmi Narayan also, but Radha Krishna and Radha Krishna combined, Mahaprabhu, are there in Kaladvip at Sri Chaitanya Sarasvatmat. So that is some thought about the deity, that because a deity is very famous and you have to queue and this, that and the other, that's all very wonderful and it has an air of mystique and everything for the people. And you have to be quite Hindu to stand in the queue. It's not a comfortable queue. Everybody's like penguins in the, going through to the thing. It is going on. But there are many interesting things everywhere. We can learn something everywhere. But as with the deity, and as you mentioned just now, there are so many gurus and teachers of some level or another in India where thousands of people go. And we also saw that with Srila Avadhut Maharaj at the Kumbh Mela. And one of the places not very far from where we entered the Kumbh Mela, from the house he rented there, then there was one of those places where they had the famous guru and so many people coming and the TV cameras and all these things. So it is not a matter of the vote of the people or how popular someone is or some place is or some deity is. Because also you see Navadvip Dham on a regular day, it is not a hectic, busy place in terms of pilgrims coming and people coming and going to the holy places, taking the dust, making some prayers, etc. It's not prominent in the general quote-unquote Hindu map of India. But in South India, not only Tirupati temple, but they have actually many good things that we can see. They have a pilgrimage route of 108 Vaishnava temples. That wasn't you. Okay. Manasa Krishna Prabhu. So they have 108 Vaishnava temples, and so we were visiting temples which Mahaprabhu went to and which Gurudev went to. This was the idea, that we are trying to see some pilgrimage route that we can do in South India. And really there are Hindu pilgrimage like tours, they're just arranged this way, and they visit 108 temples of the Vaishnava temples in South India. Many things which we can say is very good, because we could arrange tours to Africa and visit 108 wildlife places, or see all the, you know, the big, I forget even how many it is, the big eight, the elephant, the giraffe, the crocodile, and something else and something else, you know, things all the people want to see. But so it's a step up from that to go to see 108 Vishnu temples. But the quality of what we are in search of, we will find in the most intense form, distributed from Navadvip. And it is not a coincidence that the world headquarters, the main temple of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, ISKCON's headquarters is the Chandradoya Mandir in Navadvip. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur's world headquarters of the Gaudiya Mission is the Sri Chaitanya Math in Navadvip. Guru Maharaj's world headquarters, it is Navadvip. And if we look at the many of the branches of the tree coming from the time of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, you will see that mostly all their world headquarters is in Navadvip. Navadvip is the place of distribution of what everyone is searching for in their heart, whether they know it or whether they don't know it. And people are searching by going on holiday, by doing this, they're searching for anandam, they're searching for something. And that real thing that we are all searching for inside is being distributed by Mahaprabhu, being distributed by the current of Mahaprabhu. In one sense, you can say Mahaprabhu began the Sampradaya, though it is not the full sense when we see the whole Parampara system. But in this modern age, then Mahaprabhu, he's come. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, he's come, with his appearance came the holy name. The holy name appeared with him, and he distributed that holy name. It is always there. But in particular, Mahaprabhu came with the turbocharged holy name, if you like. And with his advent, then the holy name has been made available to everyone. And the strong current of that, even though it may not be the place or the focus of the mass of the people, it is the focus of those who can discern where is the quality. And that is coming in that channel through Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Gurudev, and to the present time. And of course, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who we know very well, and our family, I'm sure, we're all familiar, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Guru Maharaj, and Srila Gurudev. Really, they are three pillars of this age. We cannot deny that. Anybody with eyes to see must see that that is the case. So, the world we are living in, it is a hopeless world, but we have been given so much hope, and that hope is being nourished day by day by the Harikatha coming from the Vaishnavas. And in particular, we've got this facility, we're always hearing, and please hear, Guru Maharaj and Gurudev and our guardians giving talks, saying about our path of devotion, all these things. If we don't keep hearing these topics, then for sure you're going to be hearing something else on your little things and be drawn by that contemplation. Isn't this book, this good book, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, once we contemplate the objects of the senses, we become attached to them, etc., etc. And don't think it is a small thing. I recently went along one highway, and all along the highway, from Kuala Lumpur to Kluang, I mean, all the way along the highway, there, I don't know how many, maybe a thousand or thousands or certainly hundreds of hoardings. You know, the hoardings, the advertisements, the giant signs on... Huh? Billboards. Yeah, billboards they call in America, I think, commonly. No. Hundreds of them. Like all the way, and it's beautiful scenery. It's rolling scenery, green, beautiful, but you can hardly see the scenery because all these signs, they're calling for your attention. Look at me, look at me. You know, I'm a toilet. You know, they advertise. Just, they have a big toilet and they show what a nice toilet and they put the name Sanitas, you know, whatever it may be. But just by putting these things in front of you, they're spending thousands of dollars for each one of those signs. They're not just cheap signs. They're major signs all the way along. So they're trying to make you contemplate the objects of the senses. Because maybe they read Bhagavad Gita. And then you'll get attachment. You see, everybody gets inspiration from Bhagavad Gita. So by contemplating this and that and this and that, even without any explanation why this bathroom is better than others, or this is stronger than others, or anything else, just put the name of something, and then, oh, that looks nice. I mean, all sorts of things, hundreds and hundreds of these things are there. And they're all calling for your attention. So if we are not giving our attention to the Krishna conscious things, then even doing something very innocent, like driving along the road, things are going to be calling out for our attention. So we must try to keep our attention where it is most valuable, most needed, because we all know we have a limited attention span. And we have a limited life. We have limited everything. We are super limited. But we are being given a super opportunity. So, some little reflection after sort of traveling here and there. And then, in the tsunami that I was recently in, means suddenly, unexpectedly, finding myself coming here, then it was so happy, really, to come here to the Association of the Devotees and to be able to have the opportunity to chant the glories of the Vaishnavas, to be able to remember our heritage, remember, you know, why we are here, what we are doing. And it is a greatly valuable opportunity for you all here to have this association almost every other day and possibly every day from time to time, so that you can appreciate, treasure these times and try to absorb as much as possible in order to keep you going in devotional life. Because as we said at the beginning, our devotional family is our real family and it is our real life. And wherever we are with devotees. When we can be with senior devotees who are senior to us, that is most happy for us. Then, when we are not with them, we will share what we've heard from them. But to be with them, it is the connection above. We always want to be connected in the above world. And, I mean, I myself, imagination or not, okay, imagination we can say, but I try to regularly get up in the morning and go to Guru Maharaj on his veranda. We have done so many times in our life. And actually go there and, you know, we know all the steps, we know the way to go, and we go to Guru Maharaj and try to hear him. And then recently I've been remembering and sort of trying to keep alive, keep fresh in me the time, in a very special time in our life, when Gurudev is already acharya, sannyasi and acharya, and Guru Maharaj is still with us. Because that was a very wonderful time. All times are wonderful times in their association. But at that time, Guru Maharaj was kind of, I don't want to use the word relaxed, but relieved. He was kind of relieved that Srila Govinda Maharaj, he's looking after everything. Really, looking after everything means looking after the devotees too, in the sense of the devotees coming with their spiritual questions and concerns and disputes between devotees. And, you know, some way Gurudev is the one who's taking everything on his shoulders in that sense. And Guru Maharaj, according to how he feels, he's seeing us each day, maybe for a few minutes and maybe it'll be an extended time. But Guru Maharaj is seeing us. And unless very ill, and even then we do, by the grace of the devotees who are serving him, we also get to see him and render some service in the days when Guru Maharaj is also not well, we are rendering service. Because guess what? India is little like here. Look at us now. No electricity. So when it is hot, we have the savor of fanning Guru Maharaj. And remember, in Nabadeep, every single day, there is no electricity for much of the day. It's not like this, you get a storm and then you've lost it. And so fanning Guru Maharaj, it sounds so, I mean, it is so simple. But still you can make mistakes fanning Guru Maharaj. I know. Hare Krishna. And but fanning him, you know, such a beautiful thing. But anyhow, what I'm trying to say, trying to keep alive those times when we've had such special association. And that time is a super wonderful time when Guru Maharaj already, you can say, retired, withdrew from being the acharya. But still he is there with us for the devotees, very affectionate and giving Harikatha, this, that and the other. And Guru Dev, he is the acharya of the mat, etc. And so after seeing Guru Maharaj, coming to Guru Dev, and then with Guru Dev, so many things going on. So these recent days I've been trying to think in this way. And also in understanding what to do, because we always want to be under the guidance of above and not think, I want to do this, I want to do that. Then we are coming and trying to ask to Guru Maharaj and ask to Guru Dev what to do, how to do. And it is actually as a result of that that I'm jumped into the tsunami and came here. And it happened so easily also means that everything just easily fitted into place. Then when these things happen, then we also feel there's some sanction, that's showing some sanction from above. And then I mentioned about yesterday, a quite rare thing in this part of the world, just starting the journey, not yesterday, the day before yesterday. Oh, it was yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. I came yesterday, right? Yeah, so starting the journey yesterday. It seems I've been here a while now. Starting the journey yesterday, really, we just drove out and there on the left, right beside us, was a beautiful cow and a calf drinking milk from the mother. And it is rare in the West to see that. And that is given as one of the things which is regarded as very, if you see that at the beginning of your journey, this is a good sign. Other ones are a woman carrying a full bucket of water. Another one is fish, which we see more often. And in Nabadeep, we'd see in the market, when you go from the mat, we'd see them in the market. The different thing, but especially the cow, the calf suckling from the mother cow, it was there. Anyway, so other ways we get some little tick marks and we think, okay, Krishna, thank you, you're giving, and Gurudev and Guru Maharaj, you're giving a sign. But what I'm all trying to kind of emphasize too is, here now you have this special association. So please don't take it for granted. Don't take the association for granted. Don't take the opportunities to hear and to connect and do some service also. Don't take these things for granted, because these are also days which will stay with you for all your life. And when you're not here, you'll be remembering this, remembering that, remembering when you got chastised, maybe remembering these things. But they're very treasurable memories. And in this day and age, where will you find such kind of clear descriptions of Hare Katha? We will find that in those devotees who really have had that association. Especially if we can find the association of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev, and who've been there receiving their grace, not only association. Sometimes, I mean, we know cases where devotees, they are coming, but maybe they were there, but maybe didn't exactly get into Gurudev or Guru Maharaj's good books along the way. So those who are in their good books, then we shall definitely try to keep that as a very valuable time, a very, very valuable opportunity. And you think that if you've got someone here who, oh, they're going to go to talk to the television with 2,000 people there, they're getting paid so much money for this, that, whatever it is, then you think, oh, this is a great, you know, personality. But that is not the measure of the quality and the value, the valuableness, the value of the association in our simple line, ultimately, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Nityananda Prabhu, the six Goswamis, coming all the way through to the present day, the Rupa Nuga Sampradaya. So, as we mentioned maybe yesterday, I came here for my own selfish reasons, to be able to have some opportunity to glorify the Vaishnavas, to be with the devotees, to be with the family, and it's very wonderful to come. And day by day, you have a special community of devotees here. Srila Avadhut Maharaj has made this full dome and the various services connected with full dome. Really, in order to have an opportunity for devotees to work together and come together and be together, we hear quietly, it's not very profitable in the profit-making section yet, but always with hope. But it is engaging in bringing so many devotees together. So along with our work behind the computer or doing the promotion or installing domes and going here, there and everywhere, we must appreciate the fact that we're doing this in the association of devotees and try to also keep that little time every day to be able to hear Harikatha, share Harikatha, follow the practices, which I think in previous days we mentioned some of the basic practices of devotional service, back to back to basics, etc., etc. But to try to make these things as important parts of our life, because our devotee family, it is so valuable to us, and we are one team, we are all Mahaprabhu's family, we're all Guru Maharaj's family, we're all Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur's family. We are one family coming forwards, and together we can go along happily, and one by one it is very difficult. So whether you live in the ashram, whether you live in the different homes all over the place, as much as possible to maintain that coming together, and especially when you get that opportunity to hear this flow of Harikatha, of the distribution of Gurudev's conception, Guru Maharaj's conception. But a great knowledge is not necessary. To be able to render some service, to keep our heart in the practices, and to understand that all the time we are being watched from above. We know Paramatma is there, but Paramatma is Paramatma. Little neutral, but our Guru Varga are there. And as Gurudev always saying, Guru Maharaj, he disappeared. He did not go away. So they are all watching us. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is watching you. He wants you to be successful. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, the Lion Guru, he is watching. Guru Maharaj watching. Gurudev watching, all are watching. And we just have to remind ourselves and give our attention upwards. And we don't want anything cheaply. In India, we keep coming across people who are very happy to tell us their visions of the Lord. I had this, the God came to me and did this. You know, India has a unique section of enthusiastic people. But Guru Maharaj always saying that how we don't want anything cheaply. We are going for the highest, our ambition is the highest. And that highest ambition, it means that we must be patient, we must be strict with ourselves and sincere with ourselves. And we must try to keep that ideal and not be satisfied with anything else. Something like that. And yesterday, We were in the hospital yesterday. But it's a good reminder in the hospital, because it's right beside the Maharaj Hospital, is the Sri Pat Hospital. I mean, these are auspicious names, you can think. In the Maharaj Hospital, and then the Sri Pat Hospital, and then the medical, there's a whole area, it's all medical things, a specialist in medicine. But in this one hospital that we went into, it is so obvious. You step off the street is full of cars and not so many people because they're all in the cars, but it's full of life. The street is like full of, you know, the regular world. Everyone's running somewhere, going somewhere, this, that, and the other. We come in the hospital, and the first thing we see in the hospital, so many stretchers and so many wheelchairs. So like the very first thing is, oh, stretchers and wheelchairs. And then it's we went up to the 14th floor, so, and there were still more floors. So it's a big place, I mean, maybe 20 floors or something like that. But going in there, and you just look around as you walk in the door, and you understand, in this building, you have, right in front of your eyes, right in front of you, birth, death, old age, disease. You know, these things. We've heard about these things before. We hear, oh, the material world is full of these things. But we think, oh, no, no, no. We don't see it around us every day. But you go in there and you see that birth, death, old age, and disease. So, everybody needs a little reminder sometimes that we are in the midst of that. And that can help us to realize, I mean, to put into action the good advices we've heard, that our goal, why should our goal be like that person we saw yesterday lying on the stretcher, old and, you know, not long to go. And in that same building, they have everything. They got the refrigerators for the dead bodies. They got the births of the babies. They got the old people. They've got the prolonging life, prolonging suffering. At some point, you just got to say it's prolonging suffering rather than anything else. But that's not the goal for the devotee. We know we're in the midst of this material world with these bodies that we've got. But only to live to go to that, oh, that's going to be the goal of my life. No, this is the outer cover, and my car will break down and go away, but we are going to continue with our next car, with our whatever it may be. But we're going to go in the right direction. And that right direction is being given to us by the gurus and by the light of the scripture and the Vaishnavas who are following the practices. Yeah, we don't need that. We don't need this. Now we need our sunglasses. Oh, look at you, you got your sunglasses. They're a little funny, they funny impression. Yeah. Anyhow, we are very happy to be here with you all, informally. Well, not to hit him with the fan. You know, because he sometimes moving his arm like this, or so you have to be kind of very conscious always, because suddenly he can just move his arm and then, you know, you hit the fan. But Guru Maharaj was very sweet and tolerant and accepting. And also, those days, massaging Guru Maharaj. And all glories to his servitor at that time. Because Guru Maharaj was not, we are all getting some exercise and doing some walk, but those later years, Guru Maharaj not walking. And so those who know, then they know that you have to keep the body healthy by giving exercise to the muscles. So my senior, Dayara Goranga Prabhu, for 4 years over in Malaysia, he was a lecturer of medicine. And he came back one time to Malaysia after being in Navadip, and he said, actually, they're doing a very good massaging service to Guru Maharaj, that his muscles and everything were strong and good to flow, and he knew what is what. He's actual doctor.
He had that little wire.
He'd walk. Yeah, little rail. That was a little later also, before he's just using the cane, and then as his Guru Maharaj, externally his eyesight diminished, and then not just the cane, he had the, he was quite tall and straight, and at this kind of height, shoulder height, he had a rail just to support him, like a handrail of a stairway, but on the level side, and he liked high somehow, because his cane, you've seen the photograph, he had a particularly long cane. The kind of cane the shepherds use. Because they use the other way around to hook the sheep. So that's good for us, because Guru Maharaj is a shepherd and we are the sheep. He can put us in place. So we also got to massage Guru Maharaj to some degree. And being there with Guru Maharaj, and some of the videos, we took those videos and the clipping those things. But you see Gurudev, you won't see him with those things clipped on. Gurudev, one day the devotees are clipping on to Gurudev, the thing, those microphones. And Gurudev, I mean really seriously, disturbed, he was disturbed that Guru Maharaj was disturbed. He said, Guru Maharaj was disturbed by this, and now I am to be disturbed by this. Then after that, nobody put on. One microphone is okay, but it got to the position where like everybody's coming with their, that time, the little mini cassettes or the cassette, compact cassette, I think that. And so, and if you see some of the videos, you see Guru Maharaj has got maybe eight. I mean, people are each coming and clipping their recording devices. One or two, that is fine, but then it became too much. And then that at that too much time was when Gurudev then the acharya. And then as they start to clip onto Gurudev. Yeah. 86 Gaurapunima is the very time that Guru Maharaj handed over the chair, left the chair, and then Gurudev, and put Gurudev in the chair. 86. And the sannyas was the day before Guru Maharaj's Vyasa Puja of 85, which means October the something, 1985. Yeah, so those days, I've been favorite. They were special. They were a certain category. Those days were a certain category. We had many days, of course, when Gurudev is Gurudev, but after the disappearance of Guru Maharaj, but during the time of Guru Maharaj, we had good length of time where we had association of Guru Maharaj as Guru Maharaj and Gurudev as Gurudev. This way. And they were very good days. All up to the disappearance of Guru Maharaj. And disappearance of Guru Maharaj, we are all there with Gurudev. Hare Krishna. Very intense time. Anyhow, through all this, we all have to chant Hare Krishna, don't let the japa fast, all these things. We've heard it so many times. And to follow some basic things. And also by working together, being on the team of the full dome and being in the ashram here in Chiang Mai, you're getting prasadam automatically. And you may think, oh, it's just the same as everywhere else. But prasadam isn't the same as everywhere else. The process is chanting Hare Krishna, taking prasadam, associating with devotees, doing seva. And by being in the ashram, you're getting the opportunity automatically. We just have to keep reminding ourselves that we are taking prasadam, not just food, and that it's mercy, and really everything is focused on mercy, ultimately. Mahaprabhu's mission is the mercy mission, and the holy name is mercy. Our connection with the holy name is the connection of mercy. All these things, our getting Gayatri and second initiation, it is also mercy. It is not by qualification. It's being given to us by the grace of our Acharya section and the grace of the Vaishnavas, the Vaishnava section. And the Vaishnavas are extensions of the mercy of the gurus. They can't do everything. Srila Prabhupada himself cannot do everything. I mean, he can do everything, but he cannot be in 20 different cities at the same time. But by the delegation to the Vaishnavas, then no internet and all those things too, but it's by delegation. So the Vaishnavas are all, in some part, continuing that flow from the gurus to the lower section to us all. We are all in the lower section, but we need to be connected. We can be a great philosopher and a great, you know, do this, do magic tricks. In India, we know, we've seen, you can do magic. Oh no, maybe, whether you can do, I can do some magic. I learned something in India. Quite convincing, I can do one or two tricks. Anyway, why did I say that? Oh yeah, in India. Why did I say this? What is I saying? Oh, right, you may have so many capacity to do magic, to be a philosopher, to so many things, but we need the connection. We've got to be connected, and we're connected through the devotees. We're connected day by day through the devotee family, and we get to see the uncles and fathers and grandfathers from time to time. And in the regular families, in our regular world anyhow, we are brought up always to think, well, the uncles are respectable. Like everybody, the uncles and the aunts and all these things. And maybe the cousins, we can play around with them. But but you, if you're told by your uncle to do something, okay, we better be good and do that. So, you know, the family is family. We are also, we've got the devotee family. And Gurudev was very conscious about the etiquette of the family too. So we should try it by some actual feeling, to feel that kind of an etiquette. It's not for no reason. When we were first, not only first, for a long time in the mat, we would take prasadam, and I can describe to you exactly where we sat to take prasadam, because we went there many times, and we took prasadam every day, funnily enough. But when we took prasadam, everybody is sitting in order, so that the senior devotees, the sannyasis, the brahmacharis, the householders, but in order also, if they are disciples, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, maybe not prominent disciple, anything else, but the senior, our uncle disciple, means Guru Maharaj's godbrother disciple, they will be, so when you're looking, so against the wall here, then you'll have Srila Sarasvati Thakur's disciples, the older ones, the younger ones, then Guru Maharaj's disciples of other acharyas, etc. But it will be in a sequence, and there was some etiquette even for taking lunch. And nobody starts until the servers come to serve, and when they start to put the rice down on the plate, and then this, then usually the senior most or somebody there will chant the Mahapratari Govinde, etc. prayers. And then the key jais. And we have different character devotees who have chanted such prayers at different times, different lengths of time and things like that. Some very long. And everybody very hungry and waiting. And etiquette in those days too, when you finish prasadam, you don't just get up and go. Everyone's more or less served at the same time, in the sense of rice, 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 rice. bitter, bitter, then the dal, then the green. There's a sequence, and then the last is the chutney, and then the sweets come at the end. And you see, South India, unbelievable. For us, I mean, really, you sit down, and in the traditional thing, they give you the sweets first. Great. But this is unheard of. And it's an example of how, in different areas also, different customs have evolved. What is regarded as you don't do in Bengal, you know, you do in other places. And what you don't do there, you do there. But then at the end, everybody waits until everyone's finished. And then it is Jayashi Mahaprasad, and then go off to wash up. So that is in Chaitanya Sarasatmat. I mean, that's Guru Maharaj. Really, our early days there, it's Guru Maharaj and Gurudev. Gurudev is maintaining what Guru Maharaj has given. But it wasn't that it was just a free flow thing. And everybody, the women, all wearing sari, not even Punjabi, the Punjabi outfit or the gopi dress. Not. I mean, we have to enforce it for Gurudev. Gurudev saying, you must tell. And the men, all with the dhoti, not what they call bhakta pants, cotton white pants and stuff. Women, sari, men, dhoti. But that's another thing. What I was saying about the etiquette of the family. In the family, we may be familiar with our aunt and uncle, but still that respect side will be there, etc., etc. It is necessary. It is arranged that way. Because they have got some experience. They've got some experience. They've got some experience of events and things too, which you can't necessarily, you know, calculate on a scale, but they have experience of how things have happened, what's been going on, seen so many things. Bhakti Lalita, she's seen how Gurudev responds to certain situations, and it may be she's seen the same situation happen at different times with different people, and understands, oh, Gurudev will respond this way to this person, this way to this person, this way to that person. It's not just a cut and dry thing, it is very much a living thing. So Bhakti Lalita is also your treasure here. Don't take her for granted. She's your treasure. And each of you are treasures in your own way. You all have got experiences in different things, and so we are all living for sharing each other's experiences, if you like. So lots of reminders. We're in the material world. Birth, death, old age and disease. If you don't believe me, just go down to the hospital. It's free, you can walk inside. And really, that is the sum and substance at the end of the day. Birth, death, old age and disease. But we have a journey that we are on. And so with our car, we are on our journey. And when our car becomes rusty and broken, Krishna will give us another car. We're on our way. We're going somewhere. I heard, because I was with a devotee from ISKCON, but only he was, it's okay, I wasn't associating with him. He was introducing us and actually met some very sweet people. But so I thought I should just put on the thing some Srila Prabhupada lectures. So in the car, he's from Madhav. We were going from Kuala Lumpur to another place. And he is my driver. And he's a sweet devotee and very humble, very good person. But he was driving me. And he has one eye. I don't know if you know him. He has one eye. He's a bit cautious. Driving with one eye. But he had good thing. So I put on here some Srila Prabhupada. I just put some Srila Prabhupada lectures. And so I haven't heard so many Srila Prabhupada lectures recently, because we're here in Guru Maharaj and Gurudev. But really, Srila Prabhupada, he's got lots of humor. I mean, really, and especially in the context of knowing Gurudev to some degree, knowing Guru Maharaj to some degree, you can see Srila Prabhupada, where, you know, you can see his family of close association of Guru Maharaj and Gurudev. And then he's saying, I've come to America. And he said, and in America, I see everyone is driving so fast. They're all going somewhere so fast. But where are they going? And then he said that the first thing is to know your destination. Then if you are going slowly or you are going fast, that is another thing. But he said, if everybody is going so fast everywhere, but they don't know where they're going, there must be chaos. He said, this is a land of chaos. It was really quite, I mean, he was speaking quite like soberly, but I was kind of chuckling away, thinking, you know, Srila Prabhupada is saying this. And especially, you know, coming from India, where, you know, people don't really drive very fast, especially now the roads are getting better, but when the bad roads, everyone's going slow, even when they're driving. And then he's going to America and he said, everyone's going so fast, but where are they going? So we want to make sure that we are in the category, that we know where we're going. It's okay. During my first year in Chaitanya Saraswati Math, that works off water, right?
It works.
You put it in water.
Well, I'm not sure if it is water, but they put it into the metal glass.
Yeah. I think you put it in, I saw them putting it in water.
Yeah, water.
Then it works. My first year in the mat in India, 1982 to 83, we stayed for the much of the time, not all the time, but in the land of nectar. There they had no wiring also. There was no electric current, not just to our place, but there was no electric current for the whole area. So everything, every night was very simple. Every night simple, every morning simple.
Cobras knocking on your door.
Who?
Cobras.
Well, I didn't have cobras knocking on the door. But there were, yeah? He did, okay. But everything worked. But it was actually sweet with no electricity. There you also learn many things. How to live simply. There are lots of things we learn. But as I say, until today, electricity goes off every day. And for some time, not because it's broken, well, sometimes because it's broken, no doubt, but just because they don't have enough to go around. And so they give priority to the cities and the factories and to the countryside. Well, not necessary.
And the electrician's are named
Pablo. An electrician's name. Come on, what are you doing? We are just talking informally. You know. The electrician's name is Paglada, but that means they're called village name. It just means crazy guy, Paglada. But you know, we sometimes need the electrician, so we call to his home, and he lives with his mother, and so his mother answering the phone. And so he has a real name. I'm asking for the real name, and she's not knowing it. I say, Paglada. Oh, Paglada. And then you hear him calling. Oh, Paglada, Paglada, Ashun. The mother is calling the son, Paglada, as well. Yeah, the electrician of the mother. Anyway, appreciate the devotees, appreciate the opportunity you've got, appreciate prasadam, appreciate. Chant Hare Krishna, be happy. But I know it's not only chanting Hare Krishna and being happy. Anyway, we are chanting Hare Krishna, being happy.
Why don't you chant Hare Krishna for us?
Chant Hare Krishna for us. All right.
We chant with you.
It's important that you
And we're still walking around with this, so if anybody gets bored, we can always hear Guru Maharaj, hear Gurudev. Oh, I should find that talk of Srila Prabhupada. It's quite funny. Jai Shri Giriraj Govindanju ki jai, jai Shri Bhakti Sanda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai, jai Shri Bhakti Rokha Kridha Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Bhagavan Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Thakur Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Rupa Guru Bhaga ki jai. Jai Shri Bhakti Bimala Vadut Maharaj ki jai, Shri Bhakti Sudhir Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Shri Chaitanya Sarasati Acharya Vrinda ki jai. Jai all the assembled devotees ki jai, Shri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Gaur. By the way, I heard that now you have to chant a little quieter, I heard, the kirtan, is that right?
It's not so much the kirtan, it's just any additional unnecessary noise we're trying to eliminate, like practicing mridanga and ringing the gongs and particular neighbor is complaining.
Okay.
But she noticed when we heard, she was disturbed, we toned it down, and she was very thankful.
Okay. So we are allowed to, like,
kirtans,
dong, dong, dong.
Not like all day long.
Yeah. Okay, and as I mentioned last time I was here, because I was way out, and I was surprised how far away you can hear the sounds here. So we must be conscious of what we do. Lots of people do hear. Getting mercy, as long as we are making the right sounds. Otherwise getting disturbed if we are just making the wrong sound. Hari Harai Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha.
Hari Harai Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha.
Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan. Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan.
Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan.
Shri Chaitanya Nityananda Shri Advaita Chandra. Gadadhara Srivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Rupa Sanatan Bhata Raguna. Shri Jiva Gopala Bhata Dasa Raguna. Echai Gosai Kori Charana Vandan.
Echai Gosai Kori Charana Vandan.
Jaha Hoite Vigna Nasha Vishta Puran.
Jaha Hoite Vigna Nasha Vishta Puran.
Echai Gosai Jamui Taradan. Tasavara Pada Renu Mora Panchagra. Kadira Charana Sevi Bhakta Saneva. Janame Janame Mora Eya Bila. Echai Gosai Jave Brache Koilabas.
Echai Gosai Jave Brache Koilabas.
Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Karela Prakash.
Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Karela Prakash.
Anande Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavan. Shri Guru Vaishnava Pare Majjai Aman.
Shri Guru Vaishnava Pare
Padma Koriya. Hari Nama Sankirtana Kohe Narottamara. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Nittai Gaura Hare Bol. Nittai Gaura Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol.
When we were in Australia, we heard also that there were some complaints and some petition from Christian, some people nearby, but the local priest, the priest, I met him also, he came to meet me at the temple, the local priest, he supported us, us means I wasn't there when all this was happening, he supported the temple, and they have quite a strong village community, this Yukai community, so very conservative, traditional area. But the Christian, head of the Christian church there, the priest, he supported the temple and he said to the people, because they had a meeting and everything, he said, we are meeting once a week for 1.5 hours, whatever it may be. Every day these people are doing worship. You don't see that? So, I mean, by the Lord's grace and the Lord working through his servitors, that priest, he gave support. So also, what we're doing really is very positive. And if we can give encouragement to others to be more sincere in what they're doing, be a Christian and be a good Christian. Be a Buddhist, be a good Buddhist. Be a Muslim, be a good Muslim. Something like that. And I was very happy and to meet and to hear that news of that man. And this way, the community was all harmonized with the help of that priest. So it is also a fact. We are doing something every day, not just once.
Here the head of the Buddhist temple told that neighbor that they're worshipping God in their own way and doing their spiritual life. They're a church, they're a temple, and respect that.
And in India, there are many, in South India, I mean, because I've been there just recently, in South India there are actually a lot of Christians also. But you know, Christianity, you look and see, it is actually, if you want to say Hinduism, it is all part of that idea, but they're worshipping their guru. The main difference is that they are saying that this is the only way. Whereas if you were otherwise to put it in and say it is part of Hinduism, you can easily say yes. You know, you are worshipping here, you are worshipping here, where you are getting your guidance for getting love of God, surrender to God, and our godly activity day by day, you can actually say it fits in very well. The only real difference is that they are very strong on this thing. This is the only way. But if you just take that away, then it's religious. One religion to wake up, love of God. Okay. Jai Saparikar Shishi Guru Gauranga Gandhava Govinda Sandaju Ki Jai Shri Nabarib Dham Ki Jai Shri Aparada Banjan Pat Ki Jai Shri Giriraj Govaran Ki Jai Shri Rupanuga Guru Vaga Ki Jai and the very valuable association of this cream of the spiritual line, our Rupanuga Guru Vaga Ki Jai. Just because it's not on television and famous, just because our deities are not queuing up to go, doesn't mean less, actually more. Oh. All right, all the assembled devotees, ki jai, Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan, ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi, Hari, Hari Bol. And very happy, so many of you here this evening. It is your kindness to me to encourage me in my devotional service. Govinda, Govinda.